Astronomy is a visual experience. All our knowledge begins with light. But what about our other senses? Let's not neglect them. Like sound. Well, some folks insist they've heard meteors. And many people in Alaska claim that the aurora is accompanied by hisses and crackles. In truth, the large distances of at least 80 miles to both meteors and aurorae would require at least 7 minutes for a noise to reach the surface. But maybe some folks somehow perceive the radio waves generated by meteors as they ionize the air around them, or the huge electrical currents on the ground beneath many northern lights. What about smell? To have any smell, atoms must cling to our nasal membrane. This is why large molecules like tetracycline or DNA have no odor. They're too big to stick to our noses. But truly large molecules are rare outside of Earth. So most celestial objects would indeed have some sort of scent. Unfortunately, the universe does not smell like roses. Parts of the solar system generate foul substances. One of Jupiter's moons has volcanoes spewing putrid sulfur dioxide, while Uranus and Neptune are rife with methane and ammonia. Even the moon stinks. When Michael Collins received Apollo 11's samples, the containers had lots of lunar dust on them, which wafted into the command module. Collins said it smelled awful. Lunar regolith, its soil, is mostly silicon and oxygen, so in theory, the moon should smell like sand. However, trace materials are what often impart distinctive odors to things. So compounds like ferrous oxide, which is 12% of the moon all by itself, are what probably give it that foul stench. As for touching celestial objects, well, the allure of hands-on may help explain why meteorites are so popular. Still, the bottom line is that our non-visual senses offer slim celestial pickings, and they're not always agreeable. Maybe it's a better idea to stick with light. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.